Thank you, Mr. President. First, I would like to express my personal condolences and those of my delegation to Japan for the tragic loss of your former prime minister. The United States welcomes the draft resolution on the promotion and protection of human rights in the context of peaceful protests. We commend the members of the core group for their collaborative and patient approach to negotiations and welcome their willingness to work with all delegations. The result of that collaborative spirit is a strong draft that reflects the collective concerns of a wide and diverse body of UN member states. During the negotiations, some delegations criticized the draft resolution for its significant updates since its last adoption in 2019. So much about the world has changed since then. As the work of this council attests, the effects of those changes on human rights throughout the world have been seen in a variety of areas, including on the right to peacefully assemble. The draft resolution takes those changes into account, brings the text up to date with some of the most dire and emerging challenges to the right of freedom of peaceful assembly, thus helping to ensure that the work of this council is as relevant as possible. For those reasons, we were pleased to co-sponsor this resolution. I thank you.